Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Well, I'll tell you, women of God, we are hanging up our hang-ups. And we're playing our harps. And this morning in this worship service, I want you to sing a song with me that Moses taught the people of Israel. And this morning we're going to be springing up. That's exactly what we're going to be doing. You may be seated. I want to express my thanks to Brother and Sister Tenney, who have this burden and this vision. And God alone knows what this means to the kingdom. We thank them with all of our hearts, don't we? My heart has been thrilled and enlightened, energized and strengthened by Sister Tenney's writings on praise. It was like the opening of a door. It was a heavenly zephyr breeze coming from the portals of heaven. We are a praising people. The church was born in praise, and the church will survive, and the church will live in praise. But those that lead us, thank God, has brought us to this celebration of praise today. This dear lady asked me to speak and mention like the celebration of praise. At the time, I did not know if I could do much talking about that or not, because at the time, I didn't feel like praising. Any of you ever get to the spot or place you really did not feel like praising? Now you're sure of this. We don't always feel this way emotionally or physically, do we? No. This is what the Lord quickened to me, because what I did not say was, I've been walking along in a dry old desert, the hot sands coming up between my toes, my lips were parched, and I was wondering and saying, God, I know you're here, but I just can't feel you. Do you know what it's like when your mouth is so dry, it's hard to even say amen? I'm talking about realities that after we leave here, when the glory, the presence of the Lord, we are going to take something with us that will spring up and adore and overflow in our lives and face the realities of life. God love you this morning. You're looking at an old Model T. But I feel like a Cadillac on the inside. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Itamarios Sayo! Shivio Mohonte! Oh, Lobrios Sayo Lada Moho! Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Because the angels running on the inside, and that's all that counts anyway. Praise God. Well, I have several notes written here, but I might as well forget them because I've got the wrong glasses and I can't see them. It's all a blur when I look down there. So it's just me and the Lord for it. You know how the devil hates praise? You did know the devil hates praise, don't you? I was thinking about that one day. The good Lord just kind of dropped it down in my heart. Do you know why the old flesh has to be disciplined, and mere strength has to, human strength has to be forgotten, has to be risen above to prove the power of divine life within our bodies. Praise is the voice of faith. It's the voice of your faith expressing itself to Almighty God. And the Lord whispered and said, there's a reason why the devil just cannot stand praise. There are times in your life, you know, when you go along in the desert, and the old hot burning sands, and the dryness of it all. I mean, you really feel dry. I'm talking about dry people. Just about like my mouth is so dry right now. Okay? I'm talking about dry, when you feel dry in your soul and you reach out and you just want the touch of the living God. There are times when praying reaches a point, and then, my dear, dear sisters, we have to start praising. We have to start praising. The Lord quickened this thought to me, the reason why the praise is so powerful in the defeat of Satan. And praise is so productive in our lives is because the devil cannot stand in the presence of the praises of God. You remember what he was out for anyway? He put himself up. He said, I will exalt myself above the Most High. When the thundering praises of heaven were echoing and Satan, Lucifer, were there, he desired the praises and the glory that was given alone to God. And that's why he cannot stand you when you give the praise and the love and the adoration and the adulation to God. He can't stand it. He cannot stand in the praise. That's what he wanted. That's what he desired. But that's what we're giving the Lord. The celebration of the praise of our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're in the traveling, just briefly here. As they were traveling, they reached a well. The people were athirst and famished. And I feel that I'm not the only one that came here dry and thirsting and parched and famishing for thirst and the living water. That God told Moses, gather the people together. There we are again. Gather the people together. And then he said, just start singing. Spring up, oh well. And you realize that there was no water in sight, ladies. There was no water in sight. But God told them to take their staves together in circles. I love it. Together in circles and start digging. And as they dug with those old, ordinary, common staves, they began to sing, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Let me tell you, he said that God will give you the water. And God will give you the water. You will not leave dry and parched. God's going to meet you on your level. God is going to answer your needs. The Almighty God is here to serve you, to energize you, to flow through you, to vitalize you, to strengthen you. Hallelujah to God. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. There is something that happened in that desert where there was not a drop to be seen. And God is teaching us here that in every one of our lives, there is a river flowing deep underneath. Sometimes we look for an outward stimuli. Don't do it. Let God release what is within you already. It's there. Spring up. Spring up, oh well. I have felt the Spirit searching out and teaching us that there must be, he wants a release of what's already inside of us. We spend so much time, you know, Lord, fill my heart with joy. Give me love, Jesus. I want to be gentle. And the Lord just reminded me one day, I've given you all of that. It's just on the inside. Praise me. Let it loose. Let it loose. Let it be released. It's already there. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Release, release the spirit of praise and the celebration of praise that is within you. Hallelujah. The very voice of faith. I tell you, when you praise God, no wonder the devil wanted it. But he's not getting it around here. Amen. Amen. He wanted it so bad. That's why, ladies, he can't stand it when you adore and exalt and lift up the Lord. Because that was what he was most desirous of. But just as there was a gurgling sound and a gush of water there in that barren desert, I'll tell you, something happened around here last night. There was a bursting forth. There is a mighty sound of the waters of heaven that has been released, that is flowing through us and among us. And even as it all is in the very plan of God that it be released, that which he has already placed within us. Praise magnifies the Lord alone. Praise gives him glory. Praise expresses your faith. And do you know what? They were praising and singing before they ever saw a drop of water or had a drop on their little parched lips. They were praising and singing before they ever saw it. And God wants us, women of God. He wants us. You came with needs. How many came with needs? Unsaved husbands, children out of the church on drugs, financial needs, circumstance. Every one of us have needs. But do you know what God wants us to do? We have prayed. We have fasted. Now God wants us to praise him for the answer. He wants us to praise him for the answer. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Spring up. Spring up, oh well. Halamukarabosai. Hamorisita. Thank you, darling. Jesus. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, holy, holy, holy. I praise you for every answer to prayer. I praise you for every healing. I praise you, God, for every situation that you'll take over. I praise you for every provision that you are fulfilling and applying now. Blessed, blessed. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed. My Lord. We're praising him for what's going to happen. We're praising him for what he's going to do. We're praising him. In advance, we're praising him. Oh, yes. Spring up, oh well. Let him be the center. As the sun is of the universe, let him be the center of your threefold being. Yes, Lord. He is in the midst of our brain. He's in the midst of our body. He's an inside God. He's an inside God. He is in the midst of our nerve center. He is in the midst of our thinking. He is in the midst of our intellect. He is the midst. He is in the midst of our emotions and of our spirit. There is flowing from us today the life-flowing spirit of Almighty God, because we have learned how to praise Him. We have learned how to praise Him at all times, in all situations. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Sali Amos. Spring up, O wells, spring up. Spring up, O wells, spring up. Spring up, O wells, spring up. Spring up, spring up.
Hey, it's down there. Jesus said, if you believe on me as the scripture said, if you trust me, if you rely on me, there shall be in you an artesian well, a fountain that will flow up, that will spring up into everlasting life.
You girls just take off running. There's no priming around here. I mean, this isn't a pump. This is a fountain. Bless God. This is a fountain. I want you to praise the Lord for that need. It hasn't been filled yet. It hasn't been answered yet. But that is mature praising. You praise Him before you see it, before you feel it, before it comes. You praise Him in the desert, and it will spring up. Let's praise Him in advance. Oh, yes, we praise You for answering. We praise You for answering. We praise You for answering already. He's answering already. We praise Him for what we do not see. We praise Him for what we do not feel, but we praise Him in expectation. We praise Him. We praise Him because it shall be. Because it shall be. Because it shall be. Hallelujah.
I'm drinking from the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul is satisfied. I'm drinking from springs of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply.
with the devil was, you know, to just really go into travail. Now, travail is important. Intercession is so vital. But if you really want to finalize, give him the final blow, you do it in worship. Now, you see, the children of Israel, God taught the children of Israel that they were to go to battle as though they were coming back. Now you listen to that. You go to battle in the same spirit that by faith you will have when you're coming back victorious. That's right. We've been talking a lot in Louisiana about spiritual warfare. And you know, there are war songs. You see, there are joy songs. There are praise songs. There are thanks songs. There are worship songs. There's that progression of worship. And there are songs for what you need. This year, now if you take Focus Light, you know what I'm talking about. I did a big study and putting in Focus Light on turning your captivity. I did a study for some things that I was concerned about and had been battling for a long time. I went to Jeremiah and I studied, how did that phrase come to be? What caused the turning of the captivity? And I have seen the very things that I was concerned about. God has turned that captivity, and he turned it through the word and prayer, but he finalized the blow when I started praising as though it had already happened. Now we're going to sing a warfare song. I don't know what we're going to sing, but let me tell you something. Whatever your battle is right now, we're going to be marching. In your heart, in your spirit, you're marching against the enemy. We've got our shields locked. And when you go out with one voice, worshiping God, there is no foe that can stand. The devil cannot stand. We're going to sing and worship in a warfare song. And you bring your need, and you cast down every evil imagination that would tell you that God can't do it.
He's the Lord over all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you're wondering why this little lady's dancing back here so much, she has learned to count it all joy. She has learned to count it all joy. Her six-month-old baby was killed in her hands during persecution times. And she counts it all joy. I'm telling you, if this crowd of women ever get a hold of what God's saying to us, hang up your hang-ups, get a hold of your heart. Is rewarded by the devil like faith is rewarded by God. Faith cannot coexist in a state of fear. And the way you say, but I can't help it, I feel fear. You know how to handle fear? Praise. Just praise. Blessed be the name. I'm weak. I'm scared. I can't control it, but he can. Just lift him up and he can do it. Really don't do any good to worry. Just make you get old and gray-headed. Make you get sick, unhappy, unpleasant, unproductive. Everything that's negative comes out of fear and worry. Everything positive comes out of praise and worship. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah! I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sing one more song. We've got three wonderful speakers coming to you. But I feel that the Lord is doing some things very special among us. I see how we have grown from the first one. How many of you were here for the first one? Where were the rest of y'all? I thought we had a big crowd then. How many of you, this is your first time to ever be here? Look at that. Well, I know you're going to leave here. There's a course that says you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. You will not leave here. But we're going to sing another chorus, and I'm going to leave this little message with you. We have come together. We are making all disharmony and disagreement disappear. It is not the will of God for you to have one bit of bitterness, one bit of resentment. You get that out. You get it out. Hang up your hang-ups. Get a hold of your heart, and we're going to lift him up. And you know what? He is going to raise us up as an army. We're going to some point here find out where everybody's from, but it's going to be surprising how many people are here from how many places. In the newspaper this morning, it was talking about the fact that this is going to affect the nation because they are from everywhere. You go home playing your heart. We are going to be an army. Deliverance. We have victory all in Jesus Christ, and all we do is lift him up and we march through the land as a united army.
God's called army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hand. Everlasting joy and gladness in their heart. And in this army I've got a part. Oh God, he's marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I've got one. Oh God, God army. Marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. There's healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I've got a part. Yes, God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance
Faith is high. We've lifted him up. When we lift him up, he comes down. And let God arise, and his enemies will be scattered. And while this faith is high, and while we are seeing God in his glory as he's lifted in praise, I want you to turn, get in a huddle of three. Y'all can get three heads together. You share a need, and we're fixing to pray for each other. And that little lady that sent that note up here that has that very special need, you come up. The little lady that brought me the note up here, you come up. And now share your needs with each other and you pray in faith. Get a hold of the Word of God. Claim a scripture and pray in faith for each other. And God can answer that prayer with you as well as he could if Brother Tenney laid hands on you.
Thank you.
problems. He is Lord over our homes. He is Lord over our families. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
offer our sacrifice of praise to you. Hallelujah. Pentecostal disturbances, but we're used to them. Just let her worship and praise. The Lord is here. We're going to continue to have some more of this as the days go on, as the day go on. You know, I got to thinking that we will be here less than 48 hours, and just think how busy God and the angels are going to be. You're talking about angels hopping. Now, they are going to be busy. Because the Bible tells me, Psalms, is it 102 or 103, that we can use the Word of God, that the angels are commanded by the Word of God. And if you'll learn to use the Word of God, you can send angels on errands. They are messengers and ministering spirits and warrior angels. And you can dispatch them because they won't listen to your word, but they will listen to His word. Well, we got to move on with our program because we have got some wonderful, wonderful things that are going to be coming up. We have three speakers coming to you this morning. Before I bring them to you, I need to make an announcement about the women ministers. How many women preachers do we have here? Would you please stand? Sister Jeanette Trout, are you here? Where's Jeanette? How many women preachers? Wave your hand. It's a little difficult to see. Okay, now Sister Jeanette Trout, who's had a very profitable and fruitful ministry and has had not only, and I think this is so important for a woman that is a preacher, she not only has been very successful in the ministry and the church and the pulpit, she has reared a wonderful family who are all involved in the work of God. She has had a good balance in what she has done. You will be meeting not today, but Saturday morning in the Conquerors Hall. Right after the time, Saturday morning, we're going to have testimonies and laying on of hands, and we're going to have a wonderful time. And right after that, then you will be going over to the other building. And she also asked me to announce, because there were several that had mentioned this to me, that there are women who are not licensed ministers, not licensed preachers, but they feel they have a special ministry. Now, I'm not talking about just every kind, but I'm talking about exceptionally anointed type situations that you are welcome to go to. And without any further words, I want to bring our first speaker this morning. When the committee met together, and we meet very prayerfully, because this is God's doings. If I had in a million years ever planned to do this, it would have not happened. God has sent you here. God has sent you here. And we pray about this, and we felt to bring to you three speakers this morning, and I am going to let them follow one on another without me saying anything in between, so I'm going to introduce them to you this morning. As I call their name, I would like for them to stand so that you would be able to identify.